we are not only going to be talking about practical ways to get back to basics, but we are going to be talking about growing deeper as a person, growing deeper spiritually, which will help us grow stronger as we get back to basics. Richard Foster, he put it like this: superficiality is the curse of our age. What do you think? Superficiality is the curse of our age. The desperate need today is not for a greater number of intelligent people or gifted people, but for deep people. Leo Tolstoy puts it like this: everybody thinks of changing humanity, and nobody thinks of changing himself. That's right, nobody. Whenever I graduated from college, I didn't think about, you know, going out there and looking in the mirror and changing who Eric is. I thought, man, this world needs to change, and I'm going to do it, by George. Wait, that was a singer back then. No, that was Boy George. Sorry, I got confused there. Anyway. Right? I mean, how many people when they... I can't say that. I did not. When I graduated from college, I did not think about looking in the mirror and changing who Eric was. I thought the world needed to change. And I will be willing to wager as a United Methodist pastor that many of us felt that way. Matter of fact, I would be willing to say probably Eric went into ministry just for a itty-bitty little bit that he thought the church needed to change. Now, I'm not going to say that, but I think maybe that's one of the reasons why Eric might have went into the ministry. Right? But maybe, just maybe, yes, maybe the church did need to change, but maybe Eric needed to look in the mirror and do a little change in himself. Amen? Yeah, be careful when you answer that. Once upon a time, a group of men from Chicago left their jobs in the high-rise office buildings. They moved to the prairie and they bought some farmland. And they proclaimed, "We are farmers!" And all summer long, they would go to the field to watch their crop grow. However, in September, their fields were filled with goldenrod and all kinds of wildflowers and weeds. "Where's the corn?" they asked. And they wondered what they could have possibly done wrong. You see, growing up in the church, I have often noted the fact that so few long-time church members experience the significant, life-changing expected from many years of having Jesus be your teacher. Anybody that's grown up in the church thought about that? When long-time church members experience the significant, life-changing events that you could expect from many years as being a student of Jesus. You know, like those city boys, many times we purchase the land, but we do nothing with the land. Do you understand what I'm saying? Are you hanging on, just maybe hoping I'll come to a point? Is that what you're doing? Many times we purchase the land, but we do nothing with the land. We don't cultivate the field so that growth could take place. Why is it that so many of us feel like we have just not grown very much into the likeness of Jesus? Why do we think that is? Is it our lack of will to try? Or have we not been taught what it means to be a student of Jesus? Perhaps, as a church, we have placed so much emphasis on making converts that we have neglected to make disciples. What do you think? You understand what I said? We work hard to help people come to faith. We work hard to help people become a Christian, but do we lack in the intentional efforts to help people become more like our teacher.